Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
9:48, 12 till 10, Tommy Tucker, WWL, a little bit more than 24 hours after the terrorist attack on Bourbon Street. Walt Leger joins us now. Walt, you're the president of New Orleans Company, CEO, and I have your title in front of me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How are you, Tommy?
I'm like you are. When you see attacks like this in other cities and you hear the people there say it's personal and it's different, you don't really get it until it happens here, and it is personal and it is different.
Yeah, but it's really tough when you're as angry as I am now and as sad as I am at the same time, right?
Right there with you. That's exactly right. Angry and sad. I
just keep thinking that some evil person out there was sitting around. This is what happened in my brain. He's sitting around and he's thinking, where can I find people experiencing intense joy, happiness, and celebration, and go take that from them and then cause them pain?
Take it from them and others that would.
And
others
everyone
that
else.
Would. Right, yeah. Exactly.
Can I cause so much pain? Yeah. And I just don't even know where to start with that except to be angry and sad and mourn for those that have lost. And, my wife and I were down on Decatur Street on New Year's Eve, and we went down to the concert that French Quarter Fest folks were putting on with Tank and the Bangas and Bonorama, and there were police officers on every street corner, and we were so, in retrospect, we were like, man, it was just too perfect. Mm-hmm. Someone had to ruin it, and there was so much happiness, and now it makes me sad to think about those families that are mourning the ultimate loss, and then all those who are suffering because of this, including everyone in our community. And, I mean, as you know, I've gotten hundreds of calls from around the country and the world, people saying their hearts are hurting because they love this city so much and what it stands for, and that the unique light that is New Orleans will never be dimmed by some terrorist.
And along those lines, Walt, we live in an open society in America. To think that anywhere you go, 14 people, I guess, were killed on Bourbon Street, and it's not a competition, but 14 people, I think, or 15 people were killed in an Atlanta nightclub with a mass shooting. That's not getting a lot of headlines. We live in an open society. Yeah. There is no place in this country that is completely locked down. I don't think, as an American, I would want it to be that way. I don't want New Orleans locked down. As a New Orleanian, I don't want that to happen. But when it comes to the business of the city, I would presume you're hearing from your contacts that nobody is holding this against the city, that they realize this was, as you said, one evil individual that thought, you know what, how can I disrupt local happiness? How can I disrupt national happiness, cause the most pain that I can with the least effort, and hopefully scare people and prevent people from enjoying themselves in the future?
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I'm hearing. I mean, I think it's also even a little more than that. I mean, we pride ourselves on bringing people together and in having these sorts of gatherings, and it was an attack on that even, mm-hmm. right? I mean, we're some of the best at having major events, taking care of people, welcoming people, and doing it really well. We do it so regularly, we sometimes take it for granted, like so many other things we do here. And so, absolutely, people are saying that, I think people are saying this could have happened anywhere in this free society that you're talking about, and that's tragic. But it also is a recognition that we're going to come back from this even stronger and better because of it. And certainly, we're going to have to continue to look at ways to improve public safety for people. And we're almost always working on that and trying to improve. But nobody's saying this is a New Orleans thing. I mean, this was an attack on our way of life and on, I think, you know, on the joy that people were experiencing at that moment in time. In one of the world's greatest cities. And I think people who love freedom and who love our country and love our community are rallying around us nationally and internationally and saying, it's not going to stop New Orleans. Nothing's going to stop New Orleans.
We spoke to a terrorism expert earlier. New York Times had a story earlier about vehicle ramming attacks. It's becoming a new thing, the new ISIS tool, the new terrorist tool. I presume you have conversations with your cohorts and colleagues around the country. This is something that's going to have to, at least, I guess, get the attention of the nation.
A lot of my colleagues say that when they have major events in their cities, they have a lump in their throat that something horrible could happen. That's not unlike this. And so cities are grappling with these challenges around the nation and around the world. It's unfortunate that people have figured out new tools to cause harm to people. But, you know, cities are going to have to react to this. States are going to have to support that, the federal government as well. And we'll continue to try to do the things that we can do to be on the prevention side of this. But these are, as you said, these are emerging challenges that communities are facing, and it's what makes communities of interest even more of a challenge, because when large groups gather, it gathers attention. And so any city that's gathering people are experiencing these, they're asking these questions, and they're trying to devise solutions to it, knowing at the end of the day that there will always be people working to try to counteract those preventative measures, but we have to stay on the forefront, be aggressive, and lean into it. And, you know, I know that'll happen here. That's what's traditionally happened here with our leadership and great partnerships at NOPD and across the region and the state. And that's continuing now, and it will continue in days to come.
Thank you, Walt. Appreciate your time. God bless y'all. Walt Leger, President and CEO of New Orleans & Company. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Newell Norman here on WWL.